welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here he is, our producer and engineer, Mr. Stephen Chaldone.
Good day to you, sir.
I'm yelling.
Why are you yelling?
Well, I'm thinking about all of the great gifts that you have and how you share them with so many people.
Okay.
That's what makes me happy.
Oh, well, good, good. Thank you.
Aren't you like a loyal moose? What are you?
Lawyer Order of the Water Buffalo. No, I am an elk.
Oh, you're an elk. That's right.
I'm an elk, and we do a lot of charity fundraising.
I know you do.
For Boy Scouts and veterans.
I was teasing you, but yeah, I know you're an elk. You know,
we're the largest international charity organization next to the U.S. government.
That's a nice thing. I'm happy for you. I'm involved in Knights Clubs, of course.
Right.
And as a priest, we do a lot of volunteering, of course, too.
That's the nature.
That's sort of the deal. But, you know, I always like to invite people to come back and do something with their gifts, because I think using our gifts to kind of help somebody else makes a huge difference in life, you know? And even when we had, you know, all the big storms that are famous around here, Sandy and even Katrina, like people came back and they, you know, did what they could.
Right.
Like nobody could make the whole thing better.
No.
But it was everybody chipping in that kind of gave you a sense of, like, hey, wait a minute, I'm not alone here.
Right.
This is
your neighbors coming out and help you haul your garbage
kind
out,
of a cool
helping
thing.
You bag stuff up.
And even in parishes now, very simple things that they do. They actually have like a group of retired people, usually women. They bake a cake, and when somebody dies in the parish, they bring a cake to the funeral home for the people to take home to have coffee and cake when the wake's over.
There you go.
What a simple thing,
nice.
But a beautiful thing, right?
Because it makes you know that people are thinking about
you. All beautiful things, and that's what we're looking at today, volunteering and giving, and how important that is in our lives, that we give back the gifts we've been given so they can return to us. To start us off, this is Yes, it's called The Calling. You realize that your calling is to do that kind of great work of giving and volunteering? That's an interesting thing. You know, when we talk about calling, the word calling comes from vocare. And vocare in Latin means calling. Yeah, exactly right. Like a vocation is a calling from God. And sometimes people say to me, when do you get a call from God? And I never called my phone. I didn't get a call like that. But you get that sense of saying, yeah, this is the right thing. This is the only way I can live my life validly. When you marry the person you married, it's the same kind of thing, right? You say, this is the only person I'll ever love in this way and want to stay with the rest of my life. You know, there's something really important about that calling. And then there's that calling that comes in our lives to give back, to serve somehow, to do something that helps us to make the world a better place. But I'll tell you a little secret, it also makes us feel better. So if you're a little frustrated right now, if you feel a little far from God right now, the best thing to do is to volunteer. Figure out a way to go down to the church and do something, or figure out a way, go down to the community, become an elk, become a moose, become something. There's something great about that, because when we give back, all of a sudden things begin to happen in our lives. We feel good about ourselves. We feel good about who we are. And we kind of can change others' lives. And then our lives change too. That's the great gift of what this volunteering and giving is all about. Here's the Beatles. Help.
Help. I need somebody. Help. Not just anybody. Help. You know I need someone. Help. When I was younger, so much younger than today, I never needed anybody's help in any way. And open up the doors. Help me if you can, I'm feeling down. And I do appreciate you being round. Help me get my feet back on the ground. Won't you please, please help me? And now my life has changed in oh so many ways.
Sound like a 53-year-old song to you? Not to me. Help is such a good thing in our lives. You know, sometimes we need it and sometimes we offer it. And that kind of yin and yang of it is the story of life, isn't it? That there are people who sometimes really need our help, and then it's all about us reaching out to them. It's about us being there present and recognizing that. And then there's a time in our life when it's sort of give back time. We have to be able to receive help. Now, probably for you, if your life's like mine, it's easy to give help. You know, I love giving help, and I love the feeling that comes from giving help, and I love being able to help people. But when I have to receive help, that's a hard thing. I'll tell you a quick story about this. When Sandy hit my family home and we lost most of our home in this, I remember being out in the front of the house and I was moving some garbage and trying to throw some stuff in a dumpster, and a fire truck pulled over and said, "Hey, aren't you the Monsignor?" I said, "Yes, I am." On the radio, I said, "Yes, I am." He said, "Hey, listen, you want a sandwich or something? You want some dinner?" And I said, "No, I'm fine." And he looked at me and he said, "Hey, Monsignor, don't forget something. You're a victim too, and you should have something to eat. You're not just a helper, you're a victim." And I thought that, and I said, that's the first time I ever felt that in my life, you know, a victim, you know. But there's something interesting about that. You know, that guy called me to more. Sometimes we have to be able to receive help, and that's an important gift from God to be able to do that. You know, we're able to receive that gift from God. That's important as well. Hey, here's Van Halen. This one's called Right Now. We'll be right back. Another thing we're famous for, isn't it, is putting things off. Yeah, you know, maybe next year is a good year to volunteer. Next fall is a good time to volunteer. You never know when you're going to be called into service. And I think that's the interesting thing about it. You know, you could be driving down the road and there's somebody with a flat tire on the side of the road. How many people drive by and then how many people stop, you know? And I can remember more than once in my life being stuck on the side of the road, somebody, you know, helping me out in an incredible way. I'll tell you another quick story. I was on Bayshore Road as a kid driving a Volkswagen Beetle with more people in it than my father allowed, like five people. And we broke the axle. 2 o'clock in the morning. It's before cell phones, and I noticed a television on in somebody's house. I went up to the door, and the guy let me into his house, married guy with kids and everything. He was just watching TV late at night. Let me make a phone call to my dad, let me stay in the house, and then let my friends hide in the house so my father didn't see the extra people. I'm just like a really good man. I never saw this man again. I never knew him. I never knew his name. But you know what? He was kind to me. And we never forget the people who are kind to us. That was probably, you know, 40 years ago. There's something great about that, isn't it? That these people who touch our lives, we have an ability to touch somebody's life forever in just a simple act of kindness. That guy let me use the phone. I never forgot who he was. There's something so powerful about that in our lives that we right now can make a huge difference. That's what God's calling us to. That's what makes a difference. Here's John Fogerty, Who'll Stop the Rain? That song was playing, I couldn't help but think of that soccer team in Thailand, right? And they were all in the belly of that cave, and they were worried about the monsoons, the rain coming and filling up those caves. Ugh, it was a nerve-wracking thing, and thanks be to God, all of those kids and that coach got out. There's something so important about that. When you think about that incident, think of the volunteers surrounding that. Hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people surrounding that issue. People outside praying. Monks were outside. Buddhist monks outside the cave praying the entire time. There's something great about that when we combine prayer, action, good people, medical people, scuba divers. Think of that. Think of that crew that came together. There's something so beautiful about that. That's a human story. And all of the world, not just Thailand, right? All of the world was focused on those kids and prayed for those kids. I hope they know how much they were cared for, right? There's something really, really good about that. Maybe there was a time in your life when you got that kind of care. Maybe you stood at a wake for somebody you love and you realize how lucky you were to have people in your life. I remember standing at my mother's wake and people coming up and giving me a hug and offering a prayer, and I knew that they had been online over an hour. You know, and you say to yourself, this is an incredible gift. What an amazing gift. I was so humbled and so moved by that, that people would come to be there for me. And that's about that accepting of the giving, right? You know, when you give your life, it's also about receiving, too. And that's that important thing that helps stop some of that rain because of all the gifts that we receive in our lives. And here's the Rolling Stones. This is called Gimme Shelter. think of all the thousands of people who help the poor. Wow, what a tremendous gift that is. The people who bring to food drives and food pantries, who put their clothes, like when you put it in those boxes in the parking lots. Believe it or not, my dad volunteers at a clothing shelter, and those clothes that you give, they really do go to the poor. Isn't that a wonderful gift to know that somebody's wearing that old shirt that doesn't fit you anymore because you got a big belly like me? You know, there's something great about that. That's about giving it and paying it forward. It's such an important reality. There are so many ways in which we help the poor. So many parishes that do so many good things to help those who are impoverished. You know, that's something to think about in life. How can you help somebody who's poor? How can you help a homeless person in your own neighborhood? It's not just about giving them $5, because that could lead to, you know, just buying some unhealthy food or drink. No, sometimes it's about really volunteering and spending some time in a place that actually helps people to kind of get that fresh start. And that's an important reality for us to pray about and think about in our lives, that's for sure. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about volunteering and giving today. This is The Kinks. Catch me now, I'm falling.
I remember when you were down and you needed a helping hand. I came to feed you, but now that I need you, you won't give me a second glance. Now I'm calling on citizens from all over the world. This is Captain America calling. I built you up when you were down on your knees, so will you catch me now? I'm falling.
Catch me!
the Kinks, Catch Me Now, I'm Fallin'. That happens too in life. When people trip up, are we there for them? What do we say? Ah, I told you so. I think there's those people who are the I told you so people and the bobbleheads who shake their heads no all the time, you know? But there's also those people who are there to catch us. Those people make a huge difference in our lives. Say a prayer to God today to thank God for the gift of those people who have picked you up. The person, you remember the old Lifesaver commercial with the dad and the son? The dad gives him a Lifesaver after he loses the big football game. You know, there are those people who have given us the Lifesaver, the people who have helped us out in a moment where life has just fallen apart. You know, it's such an important thing. It's such an important reality. Use those gifts and thank God for the people who've used them to help us when we've fallen too. That's important in our lives. Hey, here's Eric Clapton. This is called Change the World.
If I can reach the stars, pull one down for you, shining on my heart, so you could see the truth. And this love I have inside is everything it seems. But for now, I
it's hard to believe that we really can change the world. I think if you're like me, we look at this world and we say, Lord, help us, because it's so big and it's so giant, our problems, it doesn't seem like we can make a big difference. And it's true on some levels that there are some major, major things, right, that need to be done in this world and help people to get along with one another and see that we're all created in God's image ultimately. But you know what? There are a lot of small things we can do, and those individual things make a huge difference. Like, for example, when somebody moves on your block, Do you ever say hello to them? Do you ever welcome them to the neighborhood? Do you know the names of the people on your block? You know, there are little things like that. The people that we work with, when somebody new comes to work, do you say, welcome, so glad that you're here? We make sure, even at my place, when we hire somebody new, that they meet everybody in the building. You know, it's such an important thing, I think, to get to know people, and it makes a huge difference. Think of the times when you were new and someone, you know, reached out to you. Those are the simple human things, I think, that God calls us to that makes a big difference in our life. We're not talking about giving a life to service here. We're talking about being kind. Kindness changes the world. And that's a great way of volunteering and giving that really makes a big difference. Doesn't cost us a penny. Doesn't even take much time. But kindness is just such a great reality in our lives. The smile and the wave as you drive by. Those little things add up and they do change the world one person at a time. And that's perhaps the best way for things to change. Here's you too. This is called Sometimes You Can't Make It On Your Own.
You think you've got the stuff. You're telling me and anyone you're hard enough. You don't have to put up a fight. You don't have to always be right. Let me take some of the punches for you tonight. Listen to me now. I need to let you know. You don't have to go it alone. And it's you.
Bono sang this song a while ago when he wrote it about his dad. And he had just lost his dad, and he kind of talked about, you know, that relationship that was fiery and not always smooth, but at the same time realizing sometimes you can't make it on your own. You have to have people with you in this world. I never like when people say, I'm self-made. You know, I'm a self-made millionaire. I'm a self-made this. I'm a self-made that. I don't know if that anybody's self-made. I think in our lives, we have people who have impress their life upon our life, sometimes in a negative way, I agree, but also in a positive way, many, many others. When you ever think about those people, I don't know, it sort of gets overwhelming when I start thinking of all these people who have kind of been a part of my life along the journey and say, wow, what a tremendous blessing it is. It's very humbling, again, to think about those people who come to us. Maybe you think about your teachers, you think about your coaches. You know, after we leave, you know, high school or college, kind of sports fades to the background, but we have all of these experiences with coaches who have urged us on and helped us to do things we never thought we could do in a million years. There's something really beautiful about those people, the priests and the religious who have taught us in our lives and helped us to grow and understand ourselves. And, you know, all of those different people have made a huge difference in our lives. We're grateful to God for those people. But hopefully you're one of those people. I'm one of those people. Hopefully we're involved in such a way that we are making a difference and people remember us. That's part of our legacy and our history that we're called to share. Hey, here's the Eagles. Take It to the Limit. Well, sometimes in our life, that's the truth, too, isn't it? We take it to the limit. We go a little bit too far, and sometimes we need to kind of pull back a little bit. If your life has become, you know, one big giant rat race, sometimes it's about pausing and saying, you know what, I can cut a little bit of room in here to do something for somebody else. Maybe I can become a volunteer fireman. There's a great gift in that. Maybe I can volunteer down in the parish. Maybe I can give some gifts back. And even if you don't want to do anything in an organized way, if you're a painter, I'll bet if you call your church this weekend, there's a place in that church you can probably paint, you know? I know a priest who's a pastor out east. He actually asked for some volunteers to come to adopt a classroom in the summer. And so what happened is a bunch of people got together, families got together. They painted the classroom, cleaned the whole classroom. And now he's got a brand spanking new school because of all of these parents that came together, these families. Families that came together and decided to paint a classroom each. What a great thing, right? It's different gifts that we have. If we can share those gifts, we're going to make a big difference in other people's lives, too. It's a great gift from God. Here's John Mellencamp, Now More Than Ever.
Let's hear your voices, let us know where you stand. Don't shout from the shadows, cause I want me to damn. Now more than ever. Now more than ever, the world needs love. Not just a slogan, but the world needs love. Now more than ever, I can't stand alone. Now more than ever.
Yeah.
I don't want to sound like a human fortune cookie, but don't put off for tomorrow what you can do today, right? That's the reality. God calls us to be people of the now, people of the present. We can't worry about the past because that's gone. We can't worry about the future because we don't know what that is. But it's about now. So hopefully you can do something great now for somebody. We can discover the gifts. If we pray about our gifts, we can discover them, you know, and understand what gifts God has given us. As simple as being a good listener, as simple as being a person who's kind, those things can make all the difference in the world. How do we use them? We got to share them with others. When we do that well, we find deep joy. We find happiness. Our lives begin to make sense. That's what matters. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan. It's engineered and produced by Mr. Volunteer himself, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone. And don't forget, say a prayer.